Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Dr. Bob Rutolo, his fabulous daughter, Kinsey, and, of course, his other children as well. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, all our family, and all our listeners worldwide. And that means you. So, thanks for tuning in today.
Joyce Barry and
for a great
Friends,
show.
The number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find this show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Tetsuya Yuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health, home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Coach Joyce, to be your life coach. Folks, what a show we have today of celebrating Father's Day all weekend. And I have a feeling that we should be celebrating Father's Day, not just on its usual weekend, but we should be celebrating it every day. Every day should be a tribute to our fathers, our mothers, people that make such a difference in our lives, people that we honor and respect. So I say every day should be Father's Day and Mother's Day. Today we have a daughter's tribute to her wonderful father, Dr. Bob Rutolo. He's one of our regular guests. He's someone we honor and respect a great deal. There's only a few people that we invite back so often. Anytime they have something to say, we're happy to publicize it and make it around the world. And Dr. Bob is one of those special people. So today, Kinsey Beth Kendricks honors her father, Dr. Bob. They have a very loving and special relationship that is both personal and professional. Dr. Bob is a mentor and coach for family-owned businesses, which includes his own. Hear from Kinsey and Dr. Bob on what it takes to have it all work. Clearly, they are incredible role models with sage advice. Get inspired to appreciate what you can offer your father and what he can offer you above and beyond the obvious. First, let me say welcome to you, Dr. Bob. We always love having you on our show. That's why you're one of the handful of people that are our regulars. How does it feel to join us for this kind of a show?
Oh, this is special, Joyce, and I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be on your show with my daughter. I am just elated and excited and can't wait to be part of the show today. So thanks so much for having me.
And I know you have two other children as well. So real quickly, so the audience doesn't know you play favorites, just let them know why the other two couldn't be here today as much as they wanted to be.
Oh, more than pleased to. My middle daughter, Cara Lee, is busy today in a summer camp. She does summer yoga with children with special needs. And she shared with me last night how wonderful the first day went to camp. She told me about today, and she gave us our best wishes with Kinsey and I on your show today. That's Carol Lee, my middle daughter, my eldest daughter. I also spoke with her this morning, and she gave us our best wishes too. And Kimberly is a massage therapist with special athletes, and she's busy this morning with a schedule full, and she gave us our best wishes and apologies for not being part of the show. So thanks for mentioning both my two daughters who aren't with us today.
Yeah, I really wanted that mentioned because, God forbid, they think you have a favorite with Kinsey. That would really not be a very good thing for the family. So I really wanted to let people know that they were invited, and just be circumstances beyond their control, they couldn't be here. Kinsey, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. I'm sure the apple falls not far from the tree. I think the world of your father. So welcome. And what makes today special for you?
Oh, thank you, Joyce. It's, you know, it's you mentioned it, that, you know, we shouldn't just celebrate our fathers and mothers on one specific day a year. We should do it every day. And when we were asked to be on this show, it was a true honor because I do have an amazing relationship with my father and my mother, and my sisters do as well. So it's just kind of nice to be able to have a tribute showcasing that special relationship and the type of family that we have, and the loving and caring, and it's just awesome. So greatly appreciate you having us on this morning.
And I am delighted to have you both on the show. So let me start with you, Kinsey. What is the most wonderful thing for you about your father?
Oh, that's a tough one. There's so many amazing things.
Why, there are that many, or you can't think of one?
You know what, Joyce? The one thing that I... that stands out with my dad, I mean, just one thing, everybody who knows him will agree, is his laugh. His laugh is contagious. And we've talked about this all weekend, actually. We went to a comedy show as a family on Friday, and we were concerned that they might kick us out because my dad's laugh is so loud, and then my laugh is just like his laugh. So our laughs literally can, like, light up a room. So his laugh is just contagious, and it comes from his toes, and that's one thing that I think is uniquely amazing about my dad, which is different than I think that you probably thought I was going to say.
No, I didn't have any prearranged thoughts, I promise you. I just know how special he is as a friend, as a coach, as an author. I just don't have any experience with him being special as a dad. If you could change one thing, what would it be?
You know, there isn't one thing that I would change with my dad. There isn't, honestly. He comes into life and relationships open and honest. He is amazing at listening and just letting you vent and talk. And as you vent and talk, most of the time, we figure out the answers just by talking it out. There isn't anything I would change, not at all.
Really, not even one thing?
No, not at all. Oh, well, there is that unique little, you know how we all have our own little twerks? When he eats sometimes, he has a noise that his jaw makes. But he can't control that. That's one thing. You know, you have those little things that kind of make you go, oh, my goodness. That would be the only thing, Joyce, and he can't control it.
Well, what's funny about that is there's always that one thing that you would change. It could be something, you know, is like he works too hard, he doesn't have enough time for me, we don't speak enough, or whatever. I never can anticipate that. But the point of asking the question is to drive home, no matter how great someone is, no matter how cool, no matter how special, no one is perfect.
Oh, goodness.
Not
yes.
Even Paul
no,
Tolo.
No. No, and I would never use that word perfect in any way. You know, and that's something that we've always grown up with. It's not about perfection. It's always about improving and being the best you can be. And, you know, that was never anything that was an expectation ever set on us as kids. It was always about growth, the growth mentality. It's about the journey, not the destination. So we were really, really lucky to have that amazing influence growing up in this, you know, young to our teens, but specifically as adults too, as you go through different trials and tribulations individually, as, you know, as a family as well. So that was never, and my dad by sure is not perfect, but he definitely has taught us to embrace the journey and learn from our imperfections and make the best out of them.
Well, what's funny is I always say I am perfect in my imperfections.
Beautiful, yes, yes.
Yeah, that's how I would express it. Okay, Dr. Baum, what is the most wonderful thing about being a father?
Just watching these precious, precious beings growing around you and experiencing the world and experiencing life and coming to you with their questions and with their query and with their accomplishments. We are so blessed to have these children around us. And my struggle throughout life and as I'm getting older, appreciating is that to any young parent, I say to them, please take the time to just embrace that opportunity right now in the present. So to me, it's been awesome. It's been for me a learning of how to be a father and how to be a parent and how to balance life challenges going through life. I mean, as a young parent, I think we're usually always so busy in creating a life for ourselves and for our families that we have difficulty in being in the moment and cherishing that moment. And I'm just blessed now to be able to do that more and more and enjoy it.
Well, Kinsey Beth is the youngest of three children. So typically we always feel that the youngest is the apple of the eye. So what do you want to say about that? Is she a big apple or a shiny apple or what kind of apple?
Oh, she's an awesome apple. But let me tell you, this is interesting because I had my oldest child when I was in graduate school doing my doctoral studies at the University of Pennsylvania. And that was a special opportunity because as a graduate student, I spent many waking hours with this young child, my oldest, as a baby, and was able to enjoy that because I wasn't busy out working at a job. It was kind of so those first 3 years of her life was just awesome as a parent for my wife and I, even though she was the first one and so difficult to, you know, you're learning so much with the first child. My second child was a bit different because I was in a different experience in my life. We went back to Nova Scotia, and I was starting a new business and teaching at university. And so when 4 years later, when the second child came, we had the first and the second, and we were in a different life space. Then the third one came, which was an oops. Kinsey Beth was an oops. We didn't expect her. And when she came, it was like, I think, 6 years old. I think she's 6 years difference than her oldest one, something like that. I don't even remember the differences in age. Anyway, Kinsey Beth she grew up almost as a individual child. The other ones were so much older. So we had a unique experience with Kinsey. It was kind of really special as well. And there were a lot of things that we were able to do with Kinsey we weren't able to do with the other children. But it was just kind of unique experiences. So I don't know if I answered your question. I don't have a special apple. These are three beautiful apples, each one of them their own, and they've given to us differently in our lives. They're awesome. So let me say one of
the things. And for the record, the name of the oldest and the name of the middle child.
The oldest one is Kimberly Suzanne. They're all with K's. We had three K's. That was part of it. And Cara Lee is the middle child.
That sounds a little scary. We had three K's. So no relation to the Ku Klux Klan, I take it.
Not at all. And Kinsey was interesting with that. Kinsey, we were going to call her Beth, and then we had to find a K. My only niece, Robin, is like my eldest daughter. Robin, my niece, she said it has to be a K. So we thought of Kinsey, and we thought of the Kinsey Report. I don't know if you remember the Kinsey Report.
Yes. S-E-X, the Kinsey Report,
yes.
S-E-X. But I'm not clear, why was K significant? The letter K, why was it significant?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I don't know why. Well, we started with Kimberly, and of course, Kimberly being our oldest child, our first child, and of course, being special. Every child is special to the parent. We couldn't spell her name K-I-M, you know, Kimberly. We spelled it K-Y-M. That poor girl, every day now of her life, when she gives her name, she has to spell her first name because we couldn't spell
right.
it correctly.
And it's K-Y-M-B-E-R-L-Y, correct, or L-I-E?
Yes. No, Y.
K-Y-M-B-E-R-L-Y.
L-Y.
L-Y, right. There's a few movie stars that have weird spellings for their name. Off the top of my head, I can't think of it. But I know there's a few like that where it's not the typical spelling. If it comes to me, I'll share it. But same thing, where it had something different. Okay, so, and then Carolee, you think of as C-A-R-A, and you're saying it's K-A-R-A.
Of course. We couldn't spell it with a C. We had to change it to a K.
Right, Carolee. All of your girls sound like cakes. Carolee, Kimberly, Suzanne. They all use the middle name. I love my middle name, but I don't use it.
Carolee uses her full name, and because they're hyphenated, and
yes.
Kinsey Beth uses her full name. It's hyphenated. I also call her KB for short, not KBG, but KB.
Right. I'm glad you clarified. Okay, Dr. Bob, what is the most difficult thing about being a father?
Oh, my goodness. The most difficult thing about being a father is controlling your emotions, for me. I mean, I'm a very kind of times-driven person. I like things done certain ways. I have to bite my tongue lots of times. I think as a father with me, I think the most difficult thing, especially when my children were younger, they didn't know this, but I know inside of me is controlling your emotions, controlling your temperament, not getting aggravated because things aren't going perfect the way you want them to. To me, I'm having an easier time in later life to let things go, to let things be. But as a young father, they may not have noticed it, but for me, it was tough.
Understood. But it was all worth it, I'm sure.
Oh, my goodness, yes, absolutely. You see, what we don't understand, well, many times people don't understand as parents, is that we're going through a maturation process. We never parents. Like your first child, second child, thank God for the third child. You just let them run. You know, the first child, you've got all these expectations. You don't know what to do, and you want to do everything right, and the kid is the first child, and they go through all this stuff. Second child's not so bad in the sense you give them a little bit of slack, but they get caught. And then the third child, they get caught in the middle, you know. So it's really interesting with what happens when children grow up in families. And that's why even though we're in the same families, children are so different from each other.
Yes, for sure. Dr. Vaughn, what is the most memorable thing about being a father, the thing you will never forget?
Oh, my goodness, there's so many of them. So many. I think probably the birth experience. I had the pleasure with my second and third child is to be there at the delivery, and that's just unbelievable to see that child come in the world. I was also there when my second grandchild from Kinsey's child was being birthed. I was there. Those are special, special moments. But there are so many other moments that I've had with my children that were just beautiful moments, you know.
So I'm sure there's many. Any surprises about being a father?
Oh, my goodness, there's always surprises. I mean, it's unbelievable. I remember the one, I remember the time, and Kinsey, you'll remember this, is that I think I got a call about 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not sure what time it was, but it was late at night. I told my, she was a young woman at the time. She was out with her girlfriends, and they think they had a little bit too much alcohol. So I got a call in the wee hours of the morning to come pick them up in a parking lot so they didn't need to have to drive home. And I was so glad she called, you know. Wow, that's awesome.
What? How did she end up at 3 in the morning in the parking lot? The car broke down?
I don't know what, I don't remember. Do you remember that, Kinsey, when it actually was? But I remember you had two or three friends with you.
Of course, and we still talk about it to this day. And it was, I think the bar was closing. It wasn't closed yet. And we realized we were there a lot longer than we had anticipated. I think we were going to go to a movie, but we never made it to the movie. We were having too much fun catching up and chatting. And so we realized none of us were in any shape to drive. And so my first instinct was to call my dad. This was before Uber, Lyft, all of that. And so my dad didn't even hesitate, jumped in the car, came and got us. It was what you were wearing. I think you were wearing some sort of sweatpants and slippers. And maybe, you know, your Italian stallion white tank top that you wear, your undershirt. And we were super grateful, but we will never forget that we called my dad to come pick us up and take us home that night. And he never once complained, never once, you know, if anything, he was grateful that, you know, we called, which I am too, and we all were. But we still chuckle about it to this day. Yeah, that was a good memory.
So when
Dad.
You woke him up at 3 a.m., he didn't freak out? He didn't go nuts?
No, the first thing, of course, the first thing was, is everybody okay? Are you okay? And
right.
I said, yes, we just need a ride. Can you please come get us? And he did. And I think we had some laughs on the way home that night, too. So, yes, he makes the best out of every situation, that's for sure.
So that would that, Bob, go under the heading about a surprise, or it's just all part of being a dad?
Both. You don't want too many of those calls, but when you get them, you're pleased they called you.
Right. Dr. Bob, what did you learn? I'm saying children. I'm not making it specific to Kinsey because you do have 3 kids. So what did you learn from your children? What did they teach you?
Oh, my goodness. Probably from the 3 of them, probably over time, they taught me patience. They also taught me that they have to live their own lives. You can't live it for them, although you'd like to, you know, guide them the best you can, but each one of them is on their own journey. And to be able to not be an we never know whether we did the right thing. The only thing you know is you did what you thought best. And so you have to kind of let that go. In a sense, you know, with every child, you ask yourself, well, should I have done this or should I have done that? Would it have made a difference? And to me, this is where I kind of say, for me, my spiritual life pops in. Is, you know, it's for the grace of God. You do the best you can. And the reason why I have a God is because I can put things off on that spirit's shoulders. I don't have to take ownership of everything. So I say, listen, you know, I remember that poem about, not very well do I remember it, but I remember when this person was saying to God, what happened to you when I needed you the most? And his response was, because his footsteps
yeah,
in the sand.
Footprints in the sand. And the good Lord says,
I was the reason why there's one set of footprints is because I picked you up and carried you at that point in time. And I went through a lot of those periods in my life where I was carried and sometimes didn't realize till afterwards. So I do have that spiritual connection. And with my kids, it has to be the same way. I even with my grandkids now, I mean, I see them sometimes suffering. And I said, gee, what can I do? And I say, listen, you do what you can, the best you can, because you know you can't give up. You got to keep working at it. and then just hopefully the grace of God carries them through. I'm getting more to recognize that that's just life, and stop labeling and judging what's right and wrong. I mean, I'm getting that perspective on life now, is that it's, you know, you really can't judge the journey. The journey is there, and do the best you can.
Yes, and if only one statement you can answer with just one out of the two, Bob, what would you say is the truer one? Father knows best or mother knows best?
That's touchy ground. I'm glad you brought the subject up. They both know best in their own way. They
good
both
answer.
Know best in their own way.
Good, very
because
good
I,
answer.
And
go
the
ahead,
why
I was wondering
I that,
how you were going to handle that one.
The reason why I say that is that, again, life's all about balance. I mean, my family would not be where it is today if it wasn't for the differences in my wife and myself. And some of those differences are perfect and precious, and some of those differences are difficult. We learn from people's successes and from their failures. Failures meaning not maybe achieving the goals they want to achieve. That's what I mean by failure. There's really no failures in life. There's lessons learned. So my wife and I, very, very different people. However, there is certain things that have brought us together that really have kept us together for 52 years, even with those significant differences. But as far as child rearing is concerned, I had it easy, Joe. I had it easy, Joyce. My wife was the sergeant major. She's the one who ran the house. She's the one who really kept order in the place, and I was so fortunate to allow that, to have that happen. It was really good.
Very, very good. I am looking forward to hearing Kinsey answer my questions. But first, I want to share with you folks why you should be listening to our show every day, not just today with this wonderful father-daughter team, but every day, no matter who the guest, the topic, we always strive to make a profound difference in your life. So without further ado, here's Beverly Nadler, our health guru, in her own words, why you should listen to this show.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you participate with us in this endeavor. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and Friends.com. And that is our homepage. And right under my picture on the upper left, it says follow. And a simple click on the word follow, and you'll know about all our shows, I guess, our topics. You need not concern yourself if you can't join us live at 11 a.m. Eastern. All our shows, 8 years of shows, are archived for your listening pleasure 24/7. Every single show from day one is in the archives. You can download them. You can play it in the car. You can put it on speaker and play it while you're home multitasking. So do take advantage. Joyce Barry and Friends.com and clicking on follow. Another great thing in that website on the upper right where it says search, you type in Dr. Barb Rutolo, for example, Rutolo, and all of Dr. Barb's shows will turn up with the date, the links. You just click on any show. So you have access to all of that. You have access via the guest or the topic. If you put in a topic and click on that, everything with that topic will come out. So the archives really, really give you what you need when you need it. Okay, having said all of that, Kinsey, I have questions for you. Are you ready?
I think so.
As ready as you'll ever be, I guess. Okay, what is it about your father that really makes him stand out and special?
Oh, geez. You know, he mentioned earlier the age difference, and my oldest sister, Kimberly, she's 9 years older than I am, and Carolee is about 5 and a half, almost 6 years older than I am. So I was the youngest, but I also, there was a supportive period of my time when they were out of the house on and off to college and secondary school that I was the only one home for many years. And so something that stands out is my mom and dad, both, they parented us individually. They parented us at where we were at. So it was never, the expectations were always there, you know, to grow and follow rules and those things, but we're so different individually that they really parented us to where we were at, each child individually and differently, to allow our strengths to be where they were and to help us blossom in other areas. So I think that is something that stands out now, especially as I'm a parent and have little ones, that they're both two dynamic kids, that I have learned that I need to parent the child that I have individually and not, you know, compartmentalize them as the same. And that's something my dad, I did, and my mom did very, very well and still do to this day.
Gotcha. Are you closer to your mother or your father, would you say?
You know what? I'm extremely close to both of them. I think, you know, younger years, I was probably closer with my mother. We were super close. And I think now still super close to both of them. But in my career life, I worked with my dad for many years when I graduated university. And now that I own my own business, he mentors and guides us. So I think in that way, I'm maybe on that level closer with my dad in that sense because of just from the business mentoring aspect of it. But I'm super close. All of us girls are close to both of our parents.
So to clarify about the business, your dad is not a partner. He has no financial interest at stake except that he loves you. He's more your coach and mentor.
Yes, absolutely. An amazing advisor, correct.
Okay, getting back to both your parents, which one would you say is stricter or more has been more the disciplinarian?
My mother, hands down, for sure. Growing up, you know, if she said no, we would go to my dad because he usually always said yes.
I know that game very well, too. Go ahead.
And so mom, for sure, was a disciplinarian, and my dad always seemed to stay pretty even keel, but it wasn't until you would know he was upset when his voice would get this deep thing and he would say, "Gee, Christmas sake alive." If those words ever came out of his mouth, us girls went running in the opposite direction. It didn't happen often, but when you pushed his buttons enough, and those words came out of his mouth, you better watch out. But as far as disciplinarian, it was my mom, hands down, on a consistent basis.
Was it ever the words or the way he said it that you knew he was serious?
The way he said it. The way he said it, because the words, it sounded like completely different words coming out of his mouth when he said it. But when Gee Christmas Sake Alive came out in that voice, oh my goodness, you better run and hide.
Let me hear a little imitation.
Gee Christmas Sake Alive! But I can't even get as deep as he would get, but his and I, you see my dad, Joyce's eyes would go scrunch down, and, you know, he just got this little anger to him, which was very rare, but it did happen on occasion.
So when it happened, you knew this was it, not to take it lightly,
correct.
Gotcha. Okay, and what would you say, I'm sure he taught you a lot, I have no doubt, but what are the main things he taught you that really hit home?
And it's cliche, but the never give up attitude, you know, and very much both my mom and dad was on the spiritual aspect of, you know, looking within and praying and never giving up. And, you know, those types of things were really important, key educational moments. And then as I got older, it was that understanding of, you know, not striving for perfection, you know, but constantly growing and learning. And then also surround yourself with people who are better than you are in different areas of your life, because that's really how you're going to, A, learn, but B, have utilized their strengths to help you to accomplish what you're wanting to accomplish. And I think that was some amazing things that I learned, you know, as a young adult from my dad and working with him, because he would create these amazing teams in the organizations that he was within, and having all of these people with their strengths come together, working together to meet a common goal. And then I have learned to adapt that into my own life individually as well as in my work.
And which one, if you can only pick one, father knows best or mother knows best, who's the one that knows best?
Oh, goodness, I'm going to also go with what my dad said, because he's hit it spot on, and I'm so glad you asked him before you asked me, because they're both so, you know, individually in their own right. You know, I go to my dad for certain things when I need help, and I go to my mom for others, and they both guide and mentor me in their own way, different, but so right at the same time. So, yeah, I would say both in their own way is the correct answer. Thank goodness. He said it first.
yes, I gotcha. Had to put you on the spot one or two times. Because, as I said, no one is perfect, and it's okay to be loved and valued and appreciated for your imperfections. Okay, so how do you get along with your siblings, by the way?
You know what, Joyce? I'm so blessed. We get along really well. You know, in our younger years, not so much, just like I think most siblings, when they're young, you pick on each other and you know, you we kind of, I because there was such a difference in age, Carolee and Kimmy were closer because they were in school together, and I remember they used to lock me out of their bedroom and not let me in, and I was too young and couldn't be a part of their conversation. I think my middle sister even pushed me down the stairs once, she and her best friend Stephanie. So little things like that, so throughout my younger years, we really weren't very close. But it's as we've grown up in our adult years that we are extremely, extremely close now. And we're also very, very different, the three of us. But we, you know, we have a group text with our family that we consistently stay in contact. And if one of us needs anything, the other ones are there to lend a listening ear, you know, laugh, you know, send a hug. We're very lucky that we have an amazing relationship.
Very, very good. I want to just share some of my favorite quotes. I love quotes, and some of these are my favorites about fathers. The older I get, the smarter my father seems to get. When I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much he had learned in 7 years. Mark Twain said that. Ann Richards, I've always had the feeling I could do anything, and my dad told me I could. I was in college before I found out he might be wrong. Paul Lewis said, a father's words are like a thermostat that sets the temperature in the house. If the new American father feels bewildered and even defeated, let him take comfort from the fact that whatever he does in any fathering situation, he has a 50% chance of being right. Robert Orban, life was a lot simpler when we honored was father and mother rather than all major credit cards. My father was often angry when I was most like him. Lillian Hellman said that. Every father should remember that one day his son will follow his example instead of his advice. The greatest gift I ever had came from God, and I call him Dad. A father is a fellow who was replaced. I love this. The father is a fellow who has replaced the money in his wallet with the snapshots of his kids. Any man can be a father. It takes someone special to be a dad. And my favorite, there are three stages of a father's life. He believes in Santa Claus. He doesn't believe in Santa Claus. He is Santa Claus. So, Kimberly, anything else you want to share about your dad and about his generosity, his kindness, his caring?
You know, I'm, when you ask that question, there's some families that their way of giving or showing their love is through either money or material things or gifting. And I feel like the gift that we are given from my dad the most is the gift of time, that gift of, even though it might not be my sister's, you know, Carolee lives in Seattle and, you know, might not necessarily be physically there, but the time of just talking to him and, you know, asking questions and you know, not necessarily advice, but just allowing to talk and get another person's perspective. And I feel like that time and that energy is priceless, that he and my mom both give us as kids. It's that time of, you know, he flew up to Seattle to spend some couple of days with Carolee, and they literally tinkered in her garden and, you know, just went and did things together. And I think those items and time that is priceless. And we're blessed for that.
It sounds like as a family, we all have a lot of blessings individually and with each other. To get some insight, folks, about who these people are, Dr. Barr, why don't you share a little bit about Quantum Performance Institute and your website?
Well, thank you, Joyce, for the opportunity. I enjoy spending my time in my work life doing very much the same I do with my family. In other words, helping others to be successful in their careers and in their businesses and developing them as leaders. And that's, I guess I've found myself to be very much like yourself, a mentor, a teacher, an educator, a coach. And I get a lot of joy out of that. And I do that now. I focus primarily small family businesses, medium-sized family businesses. I enjoy helping moving from one generation to the next, transferring that leadership, because there's such a challenge for family businesses to be able to make that transition from generation to generation, a host set of personal, familiar, and business challenges. And I enjoy working in that arena now where I spend most of my time. So thank you for that.
Well, I know you're very passionate about your work and your family, and I know how meaningful they are to you. Kinsey, for people to get some insight about you, I know you have a website, coupleofbartenders.com. I really did enjoy seeing that website and what it is you offer that's so unique. Talk a little about that and the role your father played. I know he's not financially involved, but what role did he play? How did he make a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. So coupleofbartenders.com, we are a liquid catering company. So we provide mobile bartending services for private parties, weddings, corporate events. And we have a tap truck that has 5 taps down the side so we can pour anything from it. But from a business perspective, we have been in growth mode over the last couple of years, and it's exciting and the journey is amazing. But it can absolutely get overwhelming. And sometimes you can get sidetracked or flustered on are you going in the right direction. And my dad has been amazing to come in and help us put the right people in place and really assessing all of our talent that we have in our business and restructuring as we're growing and bringing new people into the company, creating that foundation and that framework from a corporate structure and putting in the different roles that we're creating. They weren't there a year and a half, 2 years ago. And so really redefining each person's positions and then assessing the new talent coming in that are going to be taking over the roles that these people have grown out of and grooming into the new roles. So it's been an amazing process to go through, and I'm just lucky that I get to do it with my dad.
And do you supply the liquor as well, or just the help and everything else is there?
The help, everything else is there. We can, we assist with the recommended quantities. Arizona liquor laws are a little unique and different. So we help the client with that, but they provide all of that, and we do the rest.
Yeah, it seems like a unique kind of business. I certainly never heard of anything like that, but that is something where it could really make the party a lot easier on the host and hostess with that thing that you're taking care of.
Absolutely. They get to enjoy and relax, and we get to help, like you just said, let the guests and let the host enjoy their actual event and party. Yes.
And is there anything else you want to say about the business in respect to your father's role in it?
It's been a new transition that we've just really started implementing over the last several months. And just as we've brought him in as an advisor and a mentor and helping us in this transition, it has truly changed the growth and impacted it in such a positive way. Everyone is taking ownership and helping create the roles that they are going into, and my husband and I, as owners, are really seeing an amazing impact from the people we've already had in the business and the new team we're bringing in. And so it's very exciting, and really grateful to have him a part of that transition with us.
Very good, folks. You're listening to Dr. Bob Rutolo and his very special daughter, Kinsey Beth Kendricks, where they're honoring each other. I just want to say this about Father's Day, information here. The word father is often used to honor spiritual leaders, inventors, and originator of any idea, product, service, or person. It is so that fathers have always been associated with guidance and protection as the person who can be loved, respected, and looked up to. Let us use Father's Day to honor those special men and let them know what place they have in our lives and how they influence us. Let us also remember and honor our fathers and any of other father figures who have passed. So I started by saying Father's Day should be recognized each and every day. And let us not forget the fathers who have passed. My father passed many, many years ago, and I still think of him every single day. And it's really tough that when your father passed, your mother passed, no matter what your age, you feel like an orphan. So the key is to honor and appreciate them while they're alive. And you never know what day they'll no longer be here. So a shout out to my father and mom in heaven, always a place in our hearts. When you think of fathers, you also think of the grandfathers as well. And Dr. Bob, you're a grandfather, I understand.
I am. I have four beautiful grandsons, which I really appreciate spending time with them and having that experience and enjoy it every day. It's awesome.
Roses are the official flower for Father's Day. A red rose is worn in the lapel if your father is living. A white rose if he is deceased. I wonder how many of you knew that. I did not. And it's a big day for 66.3 million fathers in America. Not everyone celebrates it. 72% of Americans plan to celebrate or acknowledge Father's Day. Not everyone does. The necktie is the most popular and number one of all Father's Day gifts, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Hammers and golf clubs are also popular presents. According to greeting card makers Hallmark, Father's Day is the fifth largest card-sending holiday, fifth largest. I'm sure mothers get many more cards than the fathers do. And the idea of Father's Day was conceived by Sonora Dodd of Spokane, Washington. To honor her father, she chose his birthday, which was proclaimed on June 19, 1910, by Spokane's mayor as the first Father's Day. And the first presidential proclamation honoring fathers was issued in 1966 when President Lyndon Johnson designated the third Sunday in June as Father's Day. It has been celebrated annually since 72 when President Nixon signed the public law that made it permanent. So I find those things quite interesting, too, with some trivia tidbits. Also, who was known as the father of history, Herodotus. Father Time is also known as the name of the Grim Reaper. Father Christmas was taken from the Netherlands. We all know George Washington is the father of our country. And who is the father of his country? Emperor Augustus was named father of his country. Ancient Greek god was most likely to celebrate Father's Day is Cronus, the god of fertility. Robert Young starred in 1950s TV show dedicated to fathers in Fathers Knows Best. Make Room for Daddy starred, known as, that was Danny Thomas. So there's so much around fathers that we can tap into and look back in time. Dr. Bob, oh my goodness, time flies when you're having fun. I had no idea how it escaped me. So, Dr. Bob, what message do you want to leave our audience with?
Well, I have one right in front of me here that I'd like to share, and in a sense that it's been a guide for me. In a sense, I want to challenge your audience that not only to have your eye on the prize, and that is the future goals and accomplishments that we might have for ourselves, but begin living in the here and now. And that's been so important to me in the my recent years. Goals are important, but they're useless if the journey towards them is not valued. And so I ask each one of you to really begin to be more in the present and work on that. And I know I'm enjoying every day. To me, is Father's Day. I'm so blessed to have my family. And And it's really interesting when you start living life that way as well. You attract so many people that have kind of that vision and that view, which is a wonderful place to be. And I thank you, Joyce, for having my daughter and I on your show. I thank you for the good homework you do, the research you do in all your programs, and particularly this one on Father's Day, what you just shared with us in the last 5 minutes about Father's Day and where that originated from and how it's been, you know, throughout our history. And most recently, I didn't realize, in 1972, it became kind of a national holiday. So thank you for your homework and for being the host that you are, enabling us to share our story with you. Joyce, it's wonderful to be part of this program. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And hopefully for many, many decades to come, Dr. Bob, you will be part of our program. Dr. Bob, the founder of Quantum Performance Institute, check it out at quantumperformance.net. And his fabulous and very special daughter, Kinsey Beth Kendricks, her website, coupleofbartenders.com. What message do you want to leave our audience with?
I guess a few, and, you know, believe that there always, always is a way. Believe there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and believe that you might be that light for someone else. Those are things that I've grown up with my dad and my mom, always, you know, never give up mentality, that life is challenging and we go through our challenges, and just to always know that you keep going, you keep swimming, and eventually things will turn around. And I think that that's something that I've been blessed to grow up with because of my dad and my mom.
And what do you want to say to your father right here in this public arena that you want the whole world to hear?
Oh, man, that I am one of the luckiest. You know, sometimes when you're on this show, you know, you ask the great question, Joyce, of, you know, what is one thing you could change? Because you wanted to point out that no one is perfect, and that is so true. And it's hard when you're put on the spot because you wanted to talk about the things that are good, and because that's kind of what my dad and my mom have always taught us, is to always look on the bright side and find the light in all the things that you do. But man, we've had a lot of challenges in individually, daughters. All of us have unique circumstances that could be debilitating for some and for most, honestly. But because of my dad and my mom's belief in us, and their constant encouragement and constant being there for us always, we've been able to find that light and make it through moments that there's some people that would have just given up. And, you know, someday maybe we'll all get on the phone again and talk about some of those really hard moments and trying times. But today, celebrating Father's Day, I want to thank my dad for teaching us and for being that role model. He hasn't had it easy either, and it's because of his perseverance and his strength to keep going that we've taken on that mentality and see the bright light in all things.
Very good. And Dr. Bob, what in this very public arena do you want to say to Kinsey and your other kids that you want the world to hear you?
Well, I want them to know that I feel very blessed to have them as daughters. They have given me so much of my life. They've given me a reason to be the best I can be and to work at that every day. And they've brought me so much joy, and I thank them for that and for them to just keep on being the beautiful people they are, each one of them in their own way. To bring that light and that beauty and that spirit to the world where it's needed so much. So thank you, my dear daughters, and thank you, Joyce.
It's clear you're speaking from your heart and how vulnerable you are, and you're just a great, loving person. So thank you, Dr. Bob, for joining us. Thank you for Kinsey for joining us. You're very special. You're extraordinary people. I'm privileged to have you as part of this show. And this is my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, go out and make someone happy today. Do a random act of kindness. Pay it forward. Pay it backwards. Try to make a difference in the world, one person and one positive action at a time. And most importantly, we wish you joy, health, and happiness. And we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass. Thank you all, and God bless you. And thank you so much to Dr. Bob and Kinsey. Awesome guests. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard, and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.